From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. 2 weeks before the vote-by-mail ballots go out and 6 weeks before the June 5th primary, the California governor's race is coming to your television set. People actually say that anymore. Well, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, the campaign is entering a crucial stretch.
Because the top two primary finishers advanced to the November general election, regardless of political party, these next few weeks could, in a blue state like California, effectively decide the governor's race. And so, it's off to the races.
That's why Antonio Villaraigosa brought both parties together to balance the state budget.
That ad comes from an outside group run by the California Charter Schools Association, which just raised nearly $10 million from three major donors. They're trying to boost former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who right now is in a pack of candidates jostling for second place. The campaign for the frontrunner, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, has just launched its own ad.
The LA Times called Gavin Newsom ahead of the pack, from gay marriage to gun control.
He's working to ensure he faces a Republican in November, not another Democrat like Villaraigosa or State Treasurer John Chung. Chung's campaign says it, too, will start airing TV ads this week. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, an E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona, has sickened 53 people, including one person in Sacramento. Scott Horsfall is the CEO of the California Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement, which oversees food safety programs for lettuce. He says there were no government ag inspectors in the field prior to 2006, when E. coli in California-grown spinach killed three people and sickened over 200.
You know, we're dealing with a fresh product that's grown outdoors. We don't have a kill step, so there's never the ability to eliminate risk completely. But we want to do everything that we can on the farm to reduce the risk of foodborne illnesses.
More than two-thirds of the lettuce consumed in the U.S. is grown in the Salinas Valley. Many growers shift production to Arizona for several months each winter. A lawyer representing dozens of people infected by this outbreak says a cluster of related cases at an Alaskan prison may help federal investigators track the E. coli in romaine lettuce back to its source. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.